Playing with Madness is a horror comedy actual play podcast. On the show, we create original stories using game systems like Delta Green, Call of Cthulhu, Morkborg, and more. We also playtested our original superhero cyberpunk game, Carbon City. With original music by Pressure Highway, Jordan Fickle, Matoshi Kosako, and more, Playing with Madness is an audio experience unlike anything else. Join the fun. Join the madness. Check us out now.
Not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of misfits joined forces to play Dungeons & Dragons. Inspired by boredom, and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast.
Previously on Botched?
I think I got a promotion at work. My name's Michael. Michael Newman. And we're at Texas Roadhouse. Clockwork men. They're in quarantine. And we got a bargaining chip, is what my boss tells me.
I'm drinking Daddy Daiquiris.
Oh my god. Welcome back, Junior Researchers. Unfortunately.
The
28th episode of the Stink Cast, a.k.a. Botched to D&D Podcast.
8 years.
And the Stink Ass. We are going to start probably sometime in the middle of the last episode as Tucker has come to the heads of the head researchers, all three of them, with some news that he received from the O5 Council.
Tucker's come to his senses and fired everybody on site.
It's been 8 years of Botched Podcast.
Wow.
Stinkcast.
Does that make us octo-ass travelers? Because of the farts.
Octo-ass delvers, yes. We've delved into Phil's ass many a time.
It's a war zone up there.
It changes. War never changes.
Jesse, thank God you're back.
Phil's ass.
Ass never changes.
Ass never changes.
It does. It looks like the side of somebody
like
who has acne scars.
Looks like the Sarlacc pit.
You got pock marks in your ass?
Right in my ass.
The Sarlacc pit going through puberty?
The doctor said he's never seen anything so fucking terrifying in the 45 years that he's done it.
Your colon looks like Harvey Weinstein's face.
He's like, did your asshole go through numb? Why is it so fucking destroyed?
No, just Minnesota.
Yeah.
So what are we doing?
What's going on, Tucker?
Okay. I didn't. You're back from Chili's. Okay, great.
We went to Outback Steakhouse. These two ladies left me alone and went to Chili's. Sorry. So you were right.
Just here to pick up
Tucker.
My paycheck.
Hi. We got a message from the O5 Council that, remember way back when you guys raided that hotel with the Marshall Carter and Dark and the Sarkic cultists?
We at the motel.
Yeah, we had that whole room filled with random SCP shit.
Nah.
And you guys looked at some of it. Well, there's still a whole big pile of it, and so the O5 Council wants you to fucking do something with at least like start to deal with it.
We know. Stop sending us emails about it, Tucker.
Well, okay, I'm okay. I'm just telling you. They told me to tell you. Okay, I'm passing the message along.
End call.
I'm standing in front of you.
Well, I press his forehead.
Right here.
End call.
No, leave me alone.
Don't send tweet.
It's nope.
I'm gonna. I blocked him.
I'm still right here in front of you, looking at you in your face.
Tucker, is there a specific order you want me to look in these things, or?
Shayna, last time we each picked one, I feel it's only fair that Jesse pick the first one.
Well, I mean, Tucker wants to micromanage us, so let Tucker
pick.
Well,
why don't I micromanage my foot into his balls?
I already put two of them
he's already
two
picked.
Separate rooms.
He's already picked.
I hate
it's okay.
So fucking small
much, box
what's
the, and a what, there's like a tiny box and then a little bit bigger wooden box.
You understand you're a glorified secretary here, right?
What box are you picking, Jessica? The little box or the big box?
Well, I figure I should take what I feel most comfortable with, which is the ginormous gaping box.
It's not that big. It's like,
I feel like you're making fun of me.
Oh, very. You're flattering me, and it will get you everywhere.
Okay. It's like a 6-inch box. It's not a very big box.
It's gaping.
I mean, it's bigger than the other box, which is much smaller.
You
it's
say like that, but if your girlfriend's box was that big, you would think it would be pretty big. Be like sticking your dick in a coffee cake.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Did you say a coffee cake?
Do you have elephantiasis, Tucker? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
What?
Do you need flukeworms removed from your enormous penis?
No. What are you talking about?
Get out of here and let us do science.
I'm going to go drink with the fucking
Thank you.
Tampons again. Going to Chili's.
Do they like him?
They only keep him around so they can laugh at him.
It's not true. They love Tucker.
It's his dad.
You are already gone, Tucker. Stop talking.
His dad's connected.
He's talking through the intercom. They love me, actually. We do shots.
Everyone's my friend.
You are so insecure that you're still listening to us. It's ridiculous. It's kind of pathetic, Tucker.
You're talking through the intercom right now.
What are
Everyone
you
going to
do
you.
If when you
you're
friends?
Leaning on the button?
Well, I mean, I blocked you. So, God, what are you going to do when your friends eventually die? Because it's going to happen.
Make new friends.
Oh, you think you, as an adult, you think that's easy?
Yeah.
To just call you Tucker instead of Tucker.
I'm very charismatic. It's very
Tucker
easy
the fucker.
Yeah, Tucker the fucker, sure.
Fucky Tucky, okay.
Oh, little Fucky Tucky.
Little Tucky
I bet you got
I
a,
understand.
I bet you got a duck dick.
A duck dick?
Yeah, like a real corkscrewer.
Jessica, yeah. I think that's harassment.
How?
I went to a place in Singapore once called Tucky Fucky.
But you
Probably
gotta
not
pay
the same
extra.
Thing.
Probably not.
Gotta pay extra for that. I don't think it's harassment.
Tucker's gone.
Yeah, Tucky. Tucky tucks.
I don't think he tucks. Yeah.
Friar tucks. Yeah, I got it. He's gone.
All right. Well, Jazzy, you want to go with the big box?
I'm gonna go with the gaper.
Let's check it out. We're gonna set up our standard configuration.
I mean, it's not that big.
I mean, it's big to me. Okay. 6 inches is a. It's pretty. Okay. It's about 3 inches above the norm.
Standard room with a table on it. Box is sitting on the table.
Yep.
Somewhere, there's a D-class in the room. There's a D-class in the observation. And then there's you guys watching the D-class.
What D-class is in there?
I don't know. Who's playing the D-class in the room?
And
who's
My name the D-class? Is Chug-Yo Milk.
Chug-Yo Milk. Okay.
I killed my wife with a cello bow.
Okay.
It was magic.
It's musical.
Did you record it?
For posterity, yes. But no one will be able to listen to it for 100 years.
I'm excited.
The Chug-Yo Ma recordings.
The Chug-Yo Milk recordings.
The sessions.
The Chug-Yo Milk
sessions. All right, so that's my D-class in the room. Who's the D-class in the booth?
Aaron Yester.
Okay.
Hey, Aaron Aronson.
Aaron Yester.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. All right. So, yeah, small, very ornate wooden box sitting on a table. It's very shiny. It's got a nice little, nice finish to the box.
Does it look like the other box that had the
no.
sphere?
The other
of
one
fuck?
Is like a no. This isn't a crate. This is like a.
It's one of the Marshall like Carter and Dark
almost,
ones.
Almost
like,
looks like a jewelry box.
No, player. This is a box, not a box.
Not a crate.
Why did you break the box?
No,
I need this.
It's 6 inches long. About
wow, that's huge.
4 inches wide, four
like
inches
this.
Tall.
I couldn't even imagine fitting most of that inside me.
No, you wouldn't. If you do, what? That's nightmarish.
The fuck?
Wow. I don't know why you would imagine that.
What's your name again? My D-class handler.
I'm Aaron Yester.
Aaron, what are our orders here? How are we to conduct ourselves?
Hey, Dr. Voice. Dr. Voice!
Yeah.
This is Aaron, and the deep voice daddy down the line wants to know what he's supposed to do.
Well, I think the first thing you might want to have him do is maybe, I don't know, open the box, maybe play with it a little bit, and then try to slip a finger or two inside that box.
Hate you.
They said... Let's check what's inside the box carefully.
Voice and head, I spit on the latch before I opened it.
I didn't tell you to do that.
It's only polite.
Okay. Spit on it.
Let the
it
man work.
Very easily. opens. Yes. It's got a red velvet inline on it. Very fancy.
Oh, I'm very familiar with this. It's like inside of my cello case.
Sure. And there is, it looks like a handbell just sitting in there.
A handbell, you say?
A handbell. It's like laying in there in a case. Like it was
not a cowbell.
Not a cowbell. Not God. That one. I know. I know. We aren't. Nope. We're not doing that one.
A handbell like you would call a servant with?
Yes.
This is perfect. It appears to be a musical instrument. I don't know if you know anything about me, Aaron.
I don't.
Have played a string or two in my time.
Okay.
You could be firsthand.
I mute him.
The only person that experiences a private concert by me tonight, depending on what we're told to do. Are you excited?
So excited. Hey, Doc, there's apparently a musical bell there.
I mean, how big is it?
It fits inside the box.
So it's a 5-inch bell.
Probably, yeah.
Is there any kind of inscriptions or anything on it?
Next channel.
Voice in head, I examine the bell for inscriptions.
Etched into the bell, there is a little bit of an inscription. It says, "Forever mine -S.J.W."
Social justice warriors infecting every facet of our imaginations.
But I switch channels.
What about the striker? What color and material is the striker?
Also, looks like it's a silver material.
Ah.
Black-handled wooden silver bell.
Sounds like a cake song.
Silver bells.
Black handle.
On this leather sofa.
There it is. I'm going to do a scan on that bell and see if there's any kind of radiation or anything coming off of it.
Nothing like that.
Is there any change in the atmosphere now that the box has been open?
Nope.
Have they picked it up?
No changes, no wind, no nothing. No lighting, nothing.
Aaron, perhaps you could suggest to the nice scientist lady that she could have done these radiological surveys before I entered the fucking room.
The radio announcer on the other end says that you probably could have done that before he went in, but wants to know if he can play the bell.
Yeah, let him swing freely.
Voice in head, I grip...
Swing that bitch.
The bell firmly, but delicately.
Grip it and rip it.
Okay.
Pull it out of the case. I hold it. I slowly raise it just above my shoulder, and I flick my wrist deliberately, approximately 45 degrees, to give it a nice strike.
He explodes.
Instantly right next to you. Yes, sir, what can I do for you?
Oh.
There is a well-dressed butler with a British accent who's just standing next to you with his arms folded behind himself, and he's just like, yes, sir, you rang.
Dr. Ventura, there's a butler.
Voice in head, I know who this I know this
I
SCP.
Know you do because you're so happy with your nuts. It's a fairly famous SCP.
What's he, figure out what his name is.
Hey, what's the butler's name, bud?
Butler, what is your name?
Yes, my name is Mr. Deeds.
Oh, Mr. Deeds? Hello.
God damn it.
What kind of things can you do for me?
What would you like me to do?
This is a troll,
get
right?
Get me the fuck out of here. I would like to escape from this facility immediately.
He's asking the guy to let him out.
I will do my best.
I feel like I can. I'm telling.
Before you do that, can you take the explosive out of my neck?
I'm going to hit that button to blow him up.
So before the butler can do anything, his head explodes all over the place. Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
I fucking hate classical music anyway.
And the butler.
I don't remember his name.
Is still standing there, just unsure.
I think it's Yo-Yo Daddy.
Yeah. Damn it. Is he part of that band, the Yo-Yo-Yos?
I don't know. He was friends with, like, Steve...
Walk the Dog?
Steve Miller or something like that, who plays the banjo. Okay, so there's Adam Sandler is in that room. Is that what you're saying?
I can't do Adam Sandler shit.
Okay,
you do Adam Sandler D-class.
No, I'm okay.
Well.
Shabba-dabboo!
That's more Tim Taylor. No, that's Adam Sandler.
Happy Gilmore, fucking.
You can always do Little Nicky.
Mama said.
Yeah.
Don't
you
ring
the
that
devil.
Bell.
You did. Crocodiles.
The bell is the devil.
Just do Mr. Deeds.
Okay. Anyway,
Adam Sandler.
Do you want D-class Aaron to go forward or stay where he's at?
Let's move Aaron into that room and then move another D-class into Aaron's spot. Aaron seems like a trustworthy criminal.
Yester's your bud.
Who's happening?
What?
What's happening?
I'm moving Aaron Yester's Aaron, going forward.
Aaron's going into the room.
And then a new D-class is going in where Aaron was.
Gotcha. Okay. The butler's still standing there.
Butler. I'm not holding the bell.
Doesn't seem to really pay you much attention, other than saying, like, hello.
If I hold the bell, am I like your bud?
I believe, yes, that would mean that you are my master.
Ask what happens if it holds its own bell.
Oh, okay, I'll tell him. Oh, I'm Steamboat Willie. I'm public domain.
Hello,
ask him what happened. What did you ask? I was too busy formulating my joke.
Hello, Master Willie.
Oh, no,
No, he's in the room.
He's talking to Aaron.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm in the video room.
Butler.
Yes.
Crow.
Quarry.
Yes, sir.
What would happen if you held your own bell, bro?
I mean, I can hold anything, sir, but I can't, obviously, you know, I'm a mere butler. I cannot.
Command?
Command myself to, I mean, no, that's uncouth.
Okay. Do you want to? You don't want to?
No. I live to serve, sir.
What if this was thrust upon you? I hand it to him.
He just holds it. He's like, I can hold this for you, sir. Yeah.
Can I have it back?
Sure. Hands it back to you.
Okay.
There you go, sir. Is there anything else?
What is the limitation of your powers?
What's the limitation of his powers? I'm not legally distinct from 1927's cartoon, Steamboat Willie, but you can't kill me.
I can't, but what I will do is hit that button to blow his head up.
Oh, my.
Okay, Jeeves. Jeeves, we're alone.
My name's John Normal, and I am a D-class.
Shit.
Sounds like this.
Jeeves, we were alone for a half second. Fuck. Yes. Is your name Jeeves?
No, my name is Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds, sorry.
Yes, sir.
Quite
all right.
Are you bound by the laws of physics? Like, can you...
fly, yes.
Can you teleport?
I don't really understand. Basically, you ask me for a thing, and if I can get it for you, I will get it for you. But that's about as far as I can go.
Can you bring me Dr. Jessica's tongue?
Certainly. He immediately... Yeah. He leaves the door and just starts to walk down the hallway.
Wouldn't I close off everything?
Jesse, what do you think's going to happen next?
You know what? I hope nothing bad.
Closes off everything?
Hey, Michael.
Locks down.
Kay. Michael.
Hey. Hey, hey.
I need you to go to the gun room and retrieve the guns.
Okay. Locked and loaded.
We need to protect Jesse's tongue.
Okay. So Mr. Deeds is
getting
in the
first
hallway.
Point for a D class. Let's go.
I assume you guys can see in the hallway.
Yeah, we've got cameras everywhere. Okay.
So Mr. Deeds starts to walk around, looking around, and he tries different doors. Now, you did an entire lockdown, so everything is locked down?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything in our control room, boys in the head.
Oh, everything in the control room. Is
well, I mean, yeah. I mean, and everything that he would have access to, for sure.
Sure.
Right? Yeah? Jesse?
I mean, yeah.
Whole site lockdown? Yeah?
Well, I wouldn't go full site. There's like a closet
or something. Whole level lockdown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
so
yeah.
He walks down the hallway and approaches a keypad and starts to type in numbers, and the door opens.
Oh, that's not great.
Holy shit.
Closes behind him. There's no cameras in this particular janitor closet.
Aaron's laughing.
And
is there like another way into that room? Where the D-class was.
Roll perception check.
I'm going to explode the head.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that, Jesse.
Jessica, roll my perception check.
It's a 14.
You notice that behind you in the room, Mr. Deeds has appeared with a very sharp knife in his hand.
What happens when Jessica explodes
the head? He's just totally flat-faced, but he's just walking towards you. Your head explodes.
Yeah.
So you blow his head up? Okay. But yeah, he's still walking towards Jessica.
Is there another way to get to that bell?
Somebody get there quick.
Mr. Deeds is walking fairly quickly towards Jessica.
I'm asking, run away. Is there like another way to get to that bell? I've asked it three times.
Dr. Jesse, me, John Normal here in the observation booth. I'm right next door. I can go ring the bell.
Yeah, go ring it and save me.
I hurry up and go ring the bell. Voice.
Roll me athletics.
Sure.
And you should run, too.
And then, Jessica, you're in a locked room with him.
14.
It's probably a table.
That's decent. Jessica, you're in a locked room. What are you doing?
I'm going to give an empowering speech to this butler.
What's the empowering speech? What'd you roll for your empowering speech?
Well, let me give it to you first.
Okay.
Class warfare now.
I don't know why you're trying to empower the butler.
But... I'm trying to persuade him.
Okay.
He's going to read him the Communist Manifesto.
Got it.
Double or nothing, bro. Come on.
Listen. The master that you said you taking orders from is a psychopath. A criminal. He doesn't care about you or your safety, just chaos and watching the world burn. Do you want to be part of that? I believe that you're better than that.
While you were giving that speech, Mr. Deeds had walked over, grabbed your tongue, and just very deftly cut it out of your head.
Really?
What was the athletics role for John Normal?
14.
Okay.
Mr. Deeds moved fast enough.
Not good
enough. He had to go out and around.
Oh, my God.
Cuts your tongue off. And then just walks over to the door, and it's locked. He's like, oh, excuse me. Could you perhaps unlock this door?
If you get it back fast enough, you get to reattach it.
I put it on some milk.
He still has the tongue.
Oh, he has the tongue.
Yeah, Mr. Deeds has got
the
tongue.
I'm going to follow him.
Well, I can't leave the room. The door is locked.
I unlocked it.
You got in all by yourself, you fucking weirdo.
Oh, don't
well, it's complicated.
Scott,
I don't really
thanks for, like, you know, interfering or throwing, like, a deflect or something.
But yes.
You just stood there and let this guy come in here and cut my fucking
tongue
out.
The whole tongue or just, like, halfway or what?
Like, as much as he could grab and then just cut.
Just, like, half a tongue.
So, like, half a tongue.
Okay. Now my mouth is filling with blood?
Yeah, it's bleeding. Yeah, he didn't cauterize it.
And the blood's just falling out in front of me.
Yeah, it's a lot of blood.
I got this new sundress on. It's getting red. Covered in blood.
Getting covered in blood. And the lower half of your chin. Your whole chin, I guess. Your lower half of your
tell
face.
That C-class to tell the butler to C-class. Show D-class. I'm sorry. Don't make fun of my new speech impediment that I have. Tell him to show my chung back on.
So eventually the guy does run around to the room with the bell in it, because Mr. Deeds can't get out of the room. It's locked.
This is Dale Chili in the observation deck. What'd you say?
Who's the
over?
D-class in the room with the bell?
That's John Normal here.
John Normal. John, it's Dale.
Hey, Dale. How's that ass?
Oh, diabetic.
You keeping it warm for me?
It seems kind of chilly, actually. It's winter. And
no, don't worry.
I have trouble regulating my internal temperature as
it's not a
from
threat.
The diabetes.
It's a promise. What do you want?
The doctor on the other line said to ring the bell and to tell Jeeves to reattach the tongue.
I already rang the bell.
Okay.
Mr. Deeds is still standing at the door. Could you unlock this, perhaps, so I could go there? I'm being summoned right now.
Yeah, he
said he did.
Or if you prefer, you could just turn around. Don't look at me. Just turn around.
I turn around.
Okay. Mr. Deeds is suddenly in the other room with the D-class. Yes, sir. I have this tongue. You said you don't need this anymore.
I didn't ask for the tongue, sir.
Oh,
that's this guy who's dead.
Oh, I see. Well, and he just drops it. He's like, what would you like, sir?
Could
puts
you
his hands
bring
his...
that tongue back to the doctor that you cut it out of and reattach it?
Certainly, sir. And he reaches down and grabs the tongue, puts it on a silver platter, which he has pulled from another place.
Thank you.
And then goes to leave again and goes down the hallway. Is that building still on lockdown, or have you unlocked the doors?
I've unlocked everything.
Okay. Eventually walks his way around and comes in the room. He's like, excuse me, sir. Or sorry, ma'am. Excuse me,
madam.
Excuse me, madam.
Because I'm mad as hell right now.
Sure. I need you to hold still because he pulls out he has a little sewing kit on top of the platter as well. He's like, this will only take a moment. And he puts the tongue in your mouth and then roll me a con save because he didn't give you anything for it.
Sewing?
He's just sewing it on.
Constitution save?
Yes.
Carl?
You're in a great deal of pain.
Is it Carl? Carl that's in the
yeah,
booth?
Yeah, Dale Chili's.
Dale Chili. Carl Chili.
Dale Chili.
Could you let them know I did exactly what they asked me to?
Why? You don't even know what's happening.
I just want to get ahead of this problem.
I just want
to see with my normal eyes.
I don't think I was actually told to reattach it, but I ad-libbed a little. This is all Dale's fault because of my diabetes.
22.
Yeah, you are no stranger to pain.
No, I lived off the grid in Minnesota when I was the comptroller.
It takes him a couple of minutes, but he does very deftly sew the tongue back on. Ties it off.
I blow that normal guy's fucking head up.
He just sews it on, and he just walks away.
Goes back he just sews it? He doesn't, like, there's no magic or anything?
No, he just sews it.
I think I should probably.
Sew it on.
Does it, like, flop weird where the sew line
should
go
to the fucking hospital.
I might want to go get this checked out.
It doesn't look right.
But you know, what did he use? Just his standard thread, or did he use...
He used, like, sutures, but yeah.
Some fucking twine.
How tight was his stitching?
Not well. I can feel it moving in there.
His stitching is immaculate.
No, it's not.
It's immaculate.
I'm going to go to the doctor real
you
quick.
You can go to the doctor, because it's definitely not going to, like, attach itself.
Yeah, no, I got to go get
it. It doesn't grow back together.
No, it doesn't just grow
back
together.
No, it doesn't, and it feels bad.
Tongues heal. I'm dead.
Scott
actually,
knows, though.
Jesse, tongues heal really, really well. I knew this guy named Steve bit a hole clean through his tongue when he was six, and it healed after like 4 days. It was cool.
But did, like, the tongue get cut off and they sewed it back on?
But, like, almost completely off. Now, it was awesome because he got to eat nothing but milkshakes for 4 days. Six-year-old's dream.
Is that why he's so caked up now?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is that why he's such a daddy?
I go to Google, can you sew, and it just says your tongue back on.
Contractually,
you know what?
Allowed
it
to.
Says you can successfully reattach a partially, it says partially amputated tongue with sutures.
Well, you did say sutures.
So
I think I'm going to go
be
take
fine eventually.
I'm going
to
go
might take some antibiotics.
Yeah. I'm going to lay down for a little bit. Okay. Maybe
get
watch
it encased
some
in wax.
But the butler goes
still
back to the room.
Yeah, it's fine.
I guess Normal's dead.
Yeah,
John, Normal
is.
So,
Jesse, why don't you go lay down so you don't get button happy anymore?
So is Dale?
I mean, excuse me.
He did exactly what you fucking asked him to. Go lay down.
I did it in anger, I'm sure.
You're literally histrionic. Lay down.
I'm losing a lot of blood.
Yeah.
And I don't think bleach is going
to
get this out of my
I thought we agreed not to talk about your period, Jesse.
Well, I mean, you said you didn't want me to talk about it anymore.
Oh, okay. We didn't agree. Got
we didn't agree. I was just there. I acknowledged what you
is
said.
Is Dale with the bell now?
Yeah, Dale, you moved up with the bell. And I go lay down.
Hello,
all
sir.
Right, I'm taking over this fucking investigation.
Is there something I could do for you, sir?
Can you heal my diabetes?
No, sir, I cannot heal my diabetes. I do not have
Can you bring me
magic.
Some cake?
Yes. What kind of cake would you like, sir?
Lemon.
Got it. And he just walks out of the room.
Yellow cake.
Lemon, yellow,
It could have been plutonium.
Until he's not in line of sight, and then he's just... suddenly back with a plate, a very nice china plate, and there's a big hunk of lemon cake on it. That's what you said, right? Lemon cake.
I shouldn't eat that.
And he has a nice, like, sterling silver fork there with it. Here you go, sir. I found you this lovely lemon cake.
Dale, go ahead and eat that. I got an insulin pack in here. You'll be fine.
Oh. It is the most delicious lemon cake you've
God.
Had. Anything else I can do for you,
does
sir?
He start drooling and shit? Is he incoherent?
No, he eats the cake. He's fine.
I got.
He's diabetic.
I got like 45 minutes.
Yeah, that he's probably
he's diabetic.
Issues.
I've got like 45 minutes.
Yeah, it's gonna take a little bit.
I go in there and shoot him up with a little Slim. That's what the cool kids call insulin.
Some Slim.
Slim.
It's called Slim in Neuromancer. I'm pretty sure.
Got it.
And on the streets, it's worth at least $600 a vial.
When everybody in Neo Tokyo has diabetes because of all the corn chips.
Got it.
God damn you, Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay.
Frito-Lay Utani is what it's called in the future.
So the butler's just standing there in the corner. Not too far from diabetic man.
Can you cure my friend's Crohn's?
Unfortunately, no, sir.
Are you sure? It's me, Crohn's McKenzie.
I cannot. I am not a doctor.
Crohn's, can you tell Dale to ask Mr. Deeds there what he does when nobody's asking him to do anything?
Ask him what he do when nobody around to see what he do.
So, like, if I put this bell back in the case there, Mr. Deeds?
Yes.
Do you just, like, disapparate or what?
I'm not sure.
I do it.
Okay. You put it in the case. He's still standing
I close
there.
He's still standing there?
He's still standing there.
So where were you before we opened this case and rang the bell? Were you just hanging out?
I can't remember, sir. I apologize.
He can't remember.
The doctor wants you to ask if he's got a Mrs. Deeds.
You have a Mrs. at home?
No, I do not have a home.
Kids?
Sir. No children, sir.
Dog?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
No attachments.
Now, Crones.
I can't but he doesn't you. Know.
Yep.
Look, here's what I want you to do.
Oh, hold on.
Crones McKenzie?
Yeah, Crones.
Crones McKenzie. Yeah. Hold on. Give it a second.
Okay. Crones, here's what I want you to do.
This is my Christian name.
I want you to shut the fuck up. And go back to your cell right now.
What? No, I'm feeling this is the the best time I've had in a while.
Look, why don't you
Yeah.
go into the room yourself? And I'm gonna take over the control room at this point, boys and heads.
Hey, sorry, this is Dale. Control room man.
Yeah, this is Crones.
No, you're gone. Doctor?
Yeah. This is Scott Hopkins.
Scott, is there anything you want to acquire that you could not really get that would help the
I'm not asking for anything from that fucking monkey's paw man. Now, here's what you're going to
do. He's a monkey's paw.
Crones boy.
This cake was delicious.
He already asked if he could cure his Crones. He can't do that. Yeah. What you're going to ask for, Crones boy, is if he can bring you a medicine that diabetes. Will cure your Crones.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hold on. Hey, Mr. Need to ask him.
No, you're gone.
I'm right next to you.
I can't hear you. La, 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 la.
Dale, stop, or I won't give you that insulin, I promise.
Oh, fuck. Fuck. I need that. I had two cakes.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to drive a car for weeks.
Well, my feet itch.
What did you say? Get this man a new pancreas. Ring a ding ding.
Oh, no. No.
Yes, sir.
I pick up the bell.
No,
I'm still in the room with the bell. Can you bring me a medicine that will cure my diabetes?
Unfortunately, sir, I cannot, as that medicine does not exist.
I relay this to Scott.
What about insulin? Get insulin.
He can definitely get me insulin. He got me cake. He can give me insulin.
I can get you insulin.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure.
Of course, sir.
Do you know whether you can or cannot get something when I ask?
Yes.
Huh.
How?
I don't know, sir. I just know.
I relay that to Scott.
I think Scott can hear us.
Dale, I need you to ask if Jeeves can bring us some valid logins for Foot Finder, unlimited access.
Hey, you got those Foot Fetish logins?
Foot Mr. Finder. Deeds?
Footfinder.com.
I believe I can acquire that, sir.
Thanks.
Unlimited access.
Just sure. tell him to bring it into the control room.
So you, Mr. Deeds leaves the room and goes until he's not on camera anymore and nobody can see him. And then all of a sudden he pops back up in the room with a pair of key cards. It's like, this here is an unlimited access to footfetish.com or footfinder.com, I believe.
Did he get us the keys to the administrative offices of the fucking server farm at footfinder.com?
He might have.
Give me those fucking key cards right now, D-Class. I'll bring
them
in.
Take him to Scott.
Will do, sir. And he wanders them over to Scott and hands them to you, gives you a nod.
Deeds, I know I don't have control of you as it were right now.
Yes, sir.
Would you, out of the kindness of your heart, bring this insulin to Dale?
Sure, sir.
Thank
he
you.
Just takes the insulin and goes to Dale. This is from Dr. Scott.
Huh.
We'll respond to requests from people that did not ring the bell.
Got to see that bell.
Mr. Deeds.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the insulin.
No problem, sir.
Anyone asks you to do stuff, will you do it, or is if it's convenient?
It was just convenient, and you are my master, so I figured it was
it would
in
benefit,
your benefit to bring it to
you. So if he asked you to bring a bomb that was about to explode to me, you would not?
No, sir. That would be stupid.
That's very good.
And also would kill me.
Guns?
Would you bring a gun to me?
Yeah,
I blow up his head, voice and head.
I know.
I
didn't say bring a gun to me. I said, would he?
Okay, Dale.
So he's dead.
Dale, would you? Is Jeeves respond? Is Deeds responding to that
question? Why do you keep having D class talk to the guy who can get you anything? Why don't you just
stop it?
Now it's you know it's safe.
I thought they'd learn a lesson after a little while. I guess I was fucking wrong.
Give me a gun. After the I want a gun. Give me a gun.
I blow up both their heads, voice in head.
No, I want a gun.
All right. I'm going to bring Bethica and Shayna into the room with me. We're going to go have a little chat with Jeeves. Deeds. Mr. Deeds.
He's still Mr. Deeds.
He's looking. Mr. Deeds and me.
AskDeeds.com.
What up, Deedsy?
He nods at you. Hello.
Daddy Deeds.
I believe I am not your father.
Jesus Christ. Bethica, you leave. Go wake up your hemorrhage field trainer in there, please.
What?
So no one's holding the bell right now.
No one's holding the bell.
Okay.
Should I? Should
I grab it? A dex for it. I grab it. Bethica, crit 20.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Ding dong.
Yes, madam. What can I do for you?
Can you get, like, anything I ask for?
Within reason.
What reasons?
It has to be possible, madam.
Well, anything in this world is possible.
No, madam.
Like, what's not?
Like, a rock at the bottom of a volcano.
What about, like, a magical coffee machine that was stolen from me?
I might be able to acquire that, depending on where it is.
What do you think, Scotty?
What are we acquiring?
Remember that coffee machine that was recently stolen from the SCP Foundation? Ding dong.
Wait, they stole it from us?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Like 3 episodes ago.
Yeah, for sure. Drunk. Shayna remembers.
Yeah, go ahead and ask him to get it.
Shayna
ding
asked.
Dong, get us that super magical coffee machine.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
You just said you might be able to.
I said I might.
Is it too heavy or what?
No, I would definitely not survive getting it. I would be shot to death.
Where is it? Ding dong, give me the information on where it is.
It is being currently held with the Marshall Carter and Dark Foundation.
Shit.
Limited.
Ding dong, how did they get it?
I believe there was an SCP agent who was paid off.
Convenient plot hole.
Can you
give us the
Deeds,
name of that agent?
Can you bring us, just bring us the agent.
Yeah, ding dong, get us
just
that
bring
agent.
Him here. While he's doing that, I'm going to ask for a base security force to come in and wait with us.
Okay. So he goes, yes, madam. And sir, whoever asked me. And he just goes off. And eventually, when he's out of line of sight, he just pops back up with said person in tow.
Who is it?
It's just some...
Tucker.
It's not Tucker.
Yes, it is.
It's not Tucker.
Who do you work for?
What's their name?
Their name is...
Marshall.
Mathers.
No, it's not Marshall.
It's Marshall Mathers.
It's...
Marshall
Mathers. Pick a letter.
D.
Daryl.
Darshall.
Darshall and Clark.
Darshall Clark.
Darshall Clark.
Well, Darshall, as I live and breathe, why don't you have a seat right over there? And
why
I point
I
to the corner where there's no chair.
There's no chair there, sir.
Yeah, I'm telling you to sit on the floor like a little baby. Crisscross applesauce.
Ding dong, get this guy a seat.
He comes back with a chair pretty quickly. Here you go, madam.
Look, it's got a hole cut in the bottom of it. Sit.
It's for his nuts.
I sit in Darshall's lap, and I put my arm over his shoulder, and I look up in the air and say,
this is weird.
Oh, Darshall.
Yep, that's my name. You're being weird right now, and I don't appreciate it. You're in my personal place.
Where exactly are you working in Site 69 right now, Darshall?
A security guard.
You're a security guard. Wow. Yep. What are your responsibilities as a security guard, Darshall? And I tap him in the forehead with my pen when I ask him that.
Well, it's unnecessary, but secure, contain, protect like anyone else. I secure.
Oh, so your job is to keep the anomalies that we keep inside our facility. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Ding dong. Take his fingernails.
Yes, sir. And he just goes over and pulls like a wrench almost, and he's just like, excuse me, sir. And he just takes the guy's hand, and Darshall's like, whoa, what's going on? And he just starts
securing your fingernails.
Pulling the fingernails out with the wrench, grabs him by the tip and just pulls it out. And like there's a little bit of give, and then you hear that pull out, and Darshall's screaming.
Yeah, my internals
almost
are screaming.
Done,
this is my fault.
One
it's
down, 9 to go, and just keeps pulling them out.
Now, Darshall, I understand I haven't asked you any questions that you haven't answered truthfully yet, but I want you to see what will happen.
He's screaming.
If you lie in the next fucking question, Darshall, you understand me?
You're pulling out my fucking fingernails, I ain't even
ding
like
dong.
It.
It's a yes or no answer.
Yes, sir. I only have 4 fingernails.
Okay,
so
well,
far.
Let's wait
go
for
ahead,
a second.
Go ahead, Deeds. You just go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Do we want to wait or do we want to go, Daddy?
Wait, I tell you, let's leave it up to Darshall. Darshall, you want your other four fingernails ripped out of your fucking hand?
It's six, but now I don't want anymore.
Oh, ding dong, smart ass.
I said he only took four.
Oh, Deez, you don't want to make a liar out of me, do you? Take the other two.
Ding dong, take the other two, please.
Yes, madam. And he just pulls the two thumbs right out of the tip. The last one cracks halfway.
He has to fish it out a second time.
It's like pull. Yeah, he has to like get in there twice.
Now, and Darshall.
Darshall's screaming.
Darshall, you're having a great day, I know. We could continue to have a semantic debate about fucking math right now, or you could tell me why you sold the coffee maker to Marshall Carter and Dark. Yeah, I sit right back down on his lap.
Okay, roll me a deck save.
Sure. Okay. The security guards are like pointing guns at him.
Yeah. Well, you know, are they going to fire 12? With you on his lap?
I'm trained to fall down and assume the fetal position in
he's
danger.
Like, he's got fainting goat training. Okay. He's good.
What's your deck save?
12.
Okay. So you sit down on his lap and you're being your normal confident self and he bites you in the fucking neck. Just fucking latches onto your neck with his teeth.
Darshall!
And starts to bite and rip.
Darshall.
Fucking asshole!
Bethka, could you ask Deeds to take his fucking hand off, please?
He's not
Ding all- dong! Let's take some of those teeth, please.
Yes, madam. And he pulls...
Of Darshall.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Of course. And he grabs the... He lets go of the hair of Scott and grabs onto the hair of Darshall and pulls his head back, which rips out a chunk of Scott's neck.
Oh,
to the infirmary.
Scott's bleeding quite profusely.
Oh, Scott, I can fix him.
Of needle nose pliers away. And starts to one by one rip
out.
Shane
is an actual medical doctor.
I can fix him.
Yeah, so you can fix him maybe if you guys start dating. I will actually fix him medically.
Madam, how many teeth am I removing? And just one after another.
All the sharp ones.
I'll tell you when.
He can speak. Bethica, make sure. Yeah.
Just take the Sharpie, boys.
Actually, you don't need teeth to speak.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's not true. You need teeth to make the T sound.
Let's take
out. I mean, it'll just sound funny.
The lower.
Or the th sound.
Shana performs first aid
but
with a non-natural.
But then you'll know what word he's saying because he can't say it. Process of elimination.
Non-natural 20. Shana performs first aid.
Yeah. Medicine. You patch up his neck so it's not bleeding so much. But yeah,
Thanks,
you have a big-ass wound in your neck.
Well, we should
the
probably...
guards are there with guns and like.
It's a pretty hot scar.
No, not yet.
Okay,
take the bottom half, the bottom row of teeth. This is the ones I want.
Okay. The guard attempts to attack Jeeves while Jeeves is doing his thing.
The guard?
What? No,
he's not tied down or anything.
The guard?
Darshall.
Why is he doing?
Darshall. Darshall was a guard.
Yeah, Darshall's a guard. What?
Not the guards
Darshall
that are guarding you.
To attack.
Yeah,
yes.
Darshall's okay. Trying to stop
well, we have three other guards in here, so you got to be specific, boys.
And also, he's got a bloody hand that's like pulsing because.
Sure. He's in a lot of pain, but he's also got a lot of adrenaline going right now. Are you just going to have the other guards hold him down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to give him an opportunity to speak. Darshall, you can speak and all this stops.
Fuck
Why'd
you.
Why'd you sell the coffee maker?
I spoke right there. Fuck you.
Shoot him in the head.
No, not yet. Don't be barbaric.
Take his nuts out first.
Technically,
he bit my neck.
They shoot him in the head because you're an intern and he's Scott. Yeah. He's a
Thank
high-ranking
you.
Guy.
I have the ding dong.
He
in my
Deeds
hand.
Didn't shoot him. Deeds didn't shoot him.
I
the
have
guards
the
did.
Ding dong right in my hand, and it's a good three
shoot,
normal
they
inches.
Dome him. He slumps forward, and he's. Do you still want me to pull his teeth, Matt?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And he just
Take
pulls out each
them.
One of the teeth until he has all of them and puts them
in
an, like a
can
little
Can you make
silk
these
bag.
Into a necklace?
Yes.
Ding dong necklace.
And he just like basically puts a, like a, forces a needle through each one very slowly because it takes some time. He makes them into a necklace, ties it up for you. He's like, here you go, Matt.
And I put it around Scott's neck.
I just got half that bit off. Thank you, Bethka. That horrible,
That's
horrible
for
idea.
You.
Scott.
Sidebar there, voice and head, just for, you know, later reference. We don't have to go into it right now, but I'm gonna request through the O5 Council that MTF move for debuggers He does an investigation into all of Darshall's internet history, emails, texts, phone
contacts,
calls, okay, all that shit.
All right, you pass that along. Is there anything else I can do for you, madam?
Why don't you come with us as we open up the second box?
Of course, madam. And as you go to look at the second box, the first one that you opened is designated as SCP-662, otherwise known as the Butler's Handbell. And with that, we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk about, not Botched, but my other project, Lycan Solomon's Odyssey, the Kickstarter for the third book in my graphic novel series about the world's first werewolf, just went live on March 1st and will wrap up on April 1st. So head on over to www.lycanbook.com, that's LycanBook.com, to check out the Kickstarter. I have spent hundreds of hours on this particular Kickstarter, you know, getting the page just right, networking with artists and other creators to come up with really cool rewards, and putting everything together. It has been, well, psychotic, to put it, you know, the most charitable way that I possibly can. Head on over to lycanbook.com, that's LycanBook.com, to check out the Kickstarter. That's the easiest way to do it. I mean, if you want to be difficult, you could go to Kickstarter and just search for Lycan Solomon's Odyssey Chapter 3, and you can find it that way too. But we have rewards ranging from $5 all the way up to $1,000, and you may be saying, Dennis, that's a lot of money. You're right, it is. But you also get a ton of stuff for your money, so you're definitely getting your bang for your buck on this particular Kickstarter. So please, do me a favor, check it out. But not just that, I cannot do this without your help, so please share it with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and your local comic shops, because we do have a retail exclusive cover as well as retail prices, and any store that backs also gets some extra goodies, just because why not? So head on over to lycanbook.com, LycanBook.com, and check it out today. I really, really appreciate it, and thank you so much for your support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, listeners. It is I, Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here with another ad for patreon.com/botchpodcast. Now, as you know, the Patreon over at patreon.com/botchpodcast has lots of awesome stuff, from Discord access to playing bi-weekly games with some of us, to getting your name read off at the end of the show, to becoming an executive producer, to getting digital art from various artists of things from the Botch universe, all that jazz. But also, you get 2 episodes a month of one-offs that we do. Sometimes we do with guests, sometimes we don't. It all depends. But this month is no different. And of course, we have to do a holiday-themed episode. But we return to the group of terrible, terrible people known as Drunk Girl Adventures. Here's a clip from that episode.
No, it's, she said, monkey-do. You only eat what a monkey would eat.
They eat anything. Fucking goats of the trees.
I don't think that's true.
I read it. I'm pretty sure I read it in a Scholastic National Geographic book. I'm pretty sure.
A zoo book, probably.
A zoo book, yeah. Definitely in a zoo book while I was at the dentist office.
That's called highlights. It's not...
I found everything that was different about the goat, about the tree goats.
That one's a monkey.
That
nothing
one
gets
a...
by you.
Boom. Nothing gets past my eyes.
She thinks the monkeys eat everything because in the hidden pictures there was a monkey and a can and a short ribs.
That's right.
It was a monkey hobo.
Yeah, exactly.
He had a little possum with him. It was weird.
Yeah. Get some voting buttons or something. Yeah, they're all ridiculous and terrible. But anyways, go over to patreon.com/botchpodcast if you want to listen to the rest of this episode, as well as the thousands of hours of content we have at this point. go over there and check it out. That's, what was it again? Oh, yeah, that's right. Patreon.com/botchpodcast. Go check it out today. Now, back to the show. And we're back.
Ding dong. I need another beer.
Me too. You want to go grab like four?
Gets you a beer.
Oh, hey. Dope.
Table beers. Thank you, Deeds. Where'd you get your name?
I don't know.
Ding dong.
Was it an Adam Sandler movie?
Yes, madam. I'm still here.
Open up this little box.
You actually don't have to ring the bell every time you ask for something.
I know, but I like it.
You could
it.
Just ask.
No, I like it.
I thought you were just calling him Ding Dong the whole time. I thought you were just intentionally mispronouncing his name. Look at me. Wrong again.
So it's just Deeds in the room?
Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, well, I mean, we have the bell.
Sure.
Sure, we'll leave him alone, see what happens.
Okay, but you told him to open the box.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. He opens a small box. Are you guys in the viewing room, or what are you guys doing?
Standard protocol.
So a D-class.
Yeah, put
in
a D-class
in
that viewing room.
Got it. All right, so you have a D-class report to you that it opens the box, and there's a small, ornate locket inside the box.
Looks this like is a Sergio. Silver locket. There's a small locket in the box.
There's a what in the box?
A small locket.
Well, unlock it.
Butler.
Ding dong.
Yes, madam.
Unlock it.
Unlock it. The locket.
It's a locket.
Open it up.
He opens it up, and there is a glowing... let me make sure I got the color right.
Amber.
No, it's not amber.
Zorro.
Jasper.
Is it a crystal?
Macaroni and cheese. Okay. Good crayon.
I'm
going to
say it's a light... It's like a...
topaz.
Ochre.
It's like a...
light
greenish...
Shrek.
Almost teal color of orb of light inside this locket.
A sickly Shrek.
And he holds it open.
So blue-green.
Yeah, like a light blue-green.
Aquamarine.
He's just holding it open.
Teal's pretty dark blue-green.
Now, is the, like, who has line of, like, does the guy in the tank have line of sight on this?
Oh, yeah, Sergio is, like, observing through video.
Through video, yeah.
Just, well, I look through video, okay. But the butler's just standing there.
Yeah.
Okay. What do I do with this?
Sergio relays the message. What should we do with this? What should we do with this locket?
It's just got like a rock in it?
No, it's a glowing orb.
What's it taste like?
He just... Nothing, madam. It tastes as though nothing.
Touch it.
It touches the orb. It's like inset in the locket itself, so it's... You can't like take it out. It's like part of the locket.
Shayna Gully here, we should probably send Sergio in to observe it. Because the butler appears to have no soul.
Oh, that's true. Ding dong.
What is it?
Yes, madam.
No. Hand it off to the D-class when he comes in there.
Yes, madam.
Sergio goes down as bidden, so Sergio. He doesn't get his neck exploded.
And a new D-class takes over the observation room.
Sergio.
Yes.
Do you have any ailments whatsoever?
Depression.
Well, yes.
Physical ailments, that is? Even illness?
He's got a micro penis.
It's not an ailment. It's a feature.
Yeah, he has a bunch of hangnails.
Okay. Sure. All right. So you go in. He hands you the locket.
Okay. I grab it.
And he goes back to the person with the bell. Deeds does. You grab it. You feel like a little bit of a tingling sensation.
I am feeling a tingling sensation. He says he feels a tingling sensation.
Are you... What's your name, D-class?
My name's Brenda.
Brenda?
Yes.
You sound like Murderface.
I
from
like
a band
anime.
I listen to.
Is this tingling sensation in my hands?
It's in your whole body.
I think he's drunk.
It's only been
like
a few seconds.
Like Legolas in Lord of the Rings, he feels a slight tingling in his fingers.
How long are you having him hold on to this thing?
Probably
I put
like
it on
hour?
My neck.
An hour? Okay. So after 30 seconds, notice the hangnails on your fingers have closed up. They've healed.
Wow.
Where's that Diabito guy?
You mean Movie Bob?
Dale is dead. You exploded
his
neck.
Yeah, you blew his head off.
Not you, but... Jessica did.
Dale's dead.
Dale's dead.
What about the guy that...
Crone?
Had Crohn's.
Crohn's McKenzie?
Is he dead?
You crossed him out. He's dead, too. What about
Are
Hans Butt
Are there any other chronic illness X-Men that we'd like to send in?
So, Hans Buttgut.
So you said...
Crono Boy and his colostomy bag. Diabio.
You said you had him hold on to it for an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So after like 15 minutes.
I feel good.
He's feeling really good.
I'm feeling wonderful.
And then.
My name is Rocky. Can you describe your good feeling to me?
He's feeling strong.
Give I feel close so to
strong.
The mic.
So strong.
Get you got good proximity.
I am trying to kick the door down.
You sound like Puss in Boots, and that makes me wet.
Right around an hour.
Yes.
You notice that what's this D class's name?
Sergio. Just Sergio
mutates into a flesh beast.
Oh no!
Who is like very large, very muscular, and is on a rampage.
What happened to that turquoise? Lock it.
It's laying there now. He just drops it. Now he breaks through the wall very easily.
Ding dong!
Yes, madam.
Put an end to that hideous beast,
Brenda. I don't believe I can, madam.
Oh, no, why not?
To Brenda.
It's,
in HR.
I believe it's...
I'm going to go and activate the incinerators for that hallway.
The hallway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. The one he's in.
How hot do the incinerators burn?
As hot as really hot fire, the blue stuff.
Well, how hot is that?
How hot? Let me fucking
fire.
Google that for you, voice in
head. Hey, Siri, how hot is blue fire?
Blue fire. 2,600 to 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
Or 1,426.6
degrees Fahrenheit. So every hallway just has
9 degrees Celsius. I'm not finished.
When did you install incineration hallways, by the way? Because you've had many
after the
instances.
Last flesh monster that went on a rampage on this floor. Clear.
You notice that it gets out and it starts to smash around, and it lasts through the fire for quite a while before it finally does burn and die.
Let's not do that again.
Your hallway, by the way, is also super fucked. Because that's a lot of heat in the hallway. So the doors are like partially melted. The panels are all fucked. The whole hallway's fucked. Brenda's in the thing.
Yeah, Jeeves is killing Brenda. So
yeah, Brenda didn't leave. She's in the observation.
Befika asked Jeeves, or asked
Deeds
to kill Brenda.
I did.
No, are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
That monster, Brenda. And then Jeeves said, I don't think I could.
Oh, no, never mind. Brenda's dead. Yeah, Brenda gets her throat slit.
God damn it.
Yeah, Brenda got her throat slit.
I'm sorry, but she said Puss in Boots made her wet, and it really made my souls shrivel up into nothing.
Deeds comes back and just wipes the blade.
Just because you haven't seen The Last Wish.
Brenda's now talking to you.
I can't hear that ghost inside my head.
Brenda rolls to haunt Bethany.
Roll to haunt.
Yes.
God, sanity check.
Ding dong. Yes.
I rolled exercise a 19 haunt check.
You are haunting
Ding dong.
Yes, Bethica. I'm with you now, Bethica.
Away from me.
I unfortunately Bethica. Cannot do anything about ghosts, madam.
Get like a vacuum so I can suck it
your
up.
Butler
it
is a has of no your power here, Bethica.
Where
do you talk about the end of Evangelion?
Ding dong.
Yes, madam.
Get
I'll
ordained.
Take some Klonopin, please, to stop the voices.
And he leaves and comes back with a pair of pills.
Yum, yum, yum. What?
Yeah, delicious.
So what Klonopin is? Pills?
Yeah, they're pills.
Yeah, he gives you a pair Klonazepam. Of pills.
Does it make the voices stop?
I mean, it makes you chill.
Yeah, you're super chill.
Great.
And there's still voices in
not
your
that
head
ever
telling
used
you
it
that
before.
You're a bitch for killing her.
We take
man, I wish I could do drugs with you, Bethica, but you got a butler and slit my throat. And now I want to talk to you about iron-blooded orphans.
I want to talk to you about your car insurance or whatever.
You want to talk about iron-blooded orphans, or you want to talk about Gundam Unicorn?
Talk about G-Gundam.
You want this?
G-Gundam is a little
bell?
Before my time.
I love G-Gundam.
No, a little bit before Brenda's time.
Well, Fooly Cooly.
Give it to Scott.
Fooly Cooly? Yeah, she
I'm
walked out
with you.
I'm going
to throw this bell at Scott.
Scott, here's a bell.
Toe Daddy.
Don't give him a bell. He's just going to be feet all day.
He already got the feet server. He's good.
That's fair. He does.
Why are y'all ringing that bell?
It's fun. You should try
what
it.
What are the interns doing in here?
By the way.
It lets you do whatever
Tucker
you want.
Tucker comes in. With a note. He's like, apparently the O5 Council has found that you've just been doing all kinds of heinous shit with this butler, including stealing the Foot Fetish Foundation's stuff.
Did Jessica report us?
And they've said
Foot
that,
Fetish Foundation, they are a corporation, and sure. I asked for a login code, and he brought me these things, which I will sure. surrender to you right now.
That's fine, but they said you guys have your butler privileges are being revoked.
God,
so you have
damn
to
it.
Put it in the case and lock it away.
Even me, Tuck Tuck?
I love yeah, how I did, all the heinous shit that mm-hmm. we did.
You literally
and the one
that
you're
D-class.
Complaining about, Tucker, is the
it's
thing I did, which is completely innocent. It's just about
me.
foot right. picks.
I'm reading you what the letter
Tucker,
says.
Tucker,
I didn't do it.
Tucker.
Yes.
What? Just one more question for the
yeah.
butler, and then we'll put it away.
Okay.
Okay.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. No, I got it. This is Shayna Gully.
Who's got the bell?
Shayna. Shayna's holding it.
Shayna steals it.
No. Yep.
Shayna, because you gave it to Tuck.
I gave it to Scott.
Scott, and she takes it from Scott.
Okay.
Yes. Can you
Madam?
Bring me $1,100 gift cards to Chili's? Ding dong.
I will try, madam.
And he just I thought our butler privileges were being revoked. Am I out of my fucking mind?
He yeah, said,
they're
okay,
not
one more.
Like that. They're definitely not going to like that.
Well, you
got to hold the
Oman Council doesn't want you stealing thousands of fucking gift passes.
I can't believe I'm in
Chili's.
Fucking agreement with Tucker here, but yeah, you need to be reined in, ladies.
Now you're just robbing people.
He's just...
What the fuck?
He's just upset because apparently, like...
It's not me.
Tuck, be quiet.
I didn't do it.
Scott, what the fuck?
Scott apparently got banned, right, from Chili's, and you and your other friend are going there without him?
It's because he's hitting
Tucker, he's going to be
Tucker
back
side.
Next
Tucker,
week. We're
Tucker,
not going to spend $100,000 yeah. before a week's out.
Can I talk to you over here real quick, Tucker?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Fucking Tucker.
We got to do something about these interns, Tucker. They're fucking out of control.
Let me see that bell
just
again.
Transfer them.
Yeah, I transfer these stuff.
Yeah,
these
cool. Yeah, it's easy for you to transfer them.
Ding
you
dong!
You don't have to be site directed.
I don't know how she got it.
These kids are agents of chaos. I can't have these fucking Zoomers around.
Ding dong! I need
it has to come back yet.
I need a dog.
He
ding dong!
Come back yet?
Ding dong! I'm just gonna ding
yeah.
dong.
We put the bell away and we listen to Tucker.
Catch!
You listen
ding
to me.
Dong!
Grabs the bell and puts it in the box, closes it, and then he puts it in a locked area.
Give me those gift cards.
Tucker?
Fucking,
hey,
it's
Tucker?
Designated as safe.
Tucker?
Yes.
Safe from us?
Well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you want to put that transfer in request now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. Oh, hey, interns.
It
just came through.
It's me, Michael.
You've been transferred
to
a different site.
To my actual first favorite site, not Site 69?
Hold on.
100 grand to Chili's, let's go.
You've been sent to Site 17.
Oh, what does that mean?
Fuck yeah.
Is that in City 17?
No, it's Site 17.
In what city?
It's redacted.
But I need to know where I have to forward my mail to.
Jeeves will forward it.
I don't have privileges to...
Befika, take my hand.
I can tell you it's the second largest foundation containment facility.
Befika, take my
so
hand.
So it's in Brazil.
And we're going yeah. clocking.
You're on your way right now.
Befika, Michael.
We're going clocking,
y'all are
Befika.
Going to Site 17. Good luck. Don't listen to anything anybody tells you there. They're all fucking corrupt motherfuckers.
Befika, your hands are so sweaty.
I'll only listen to you, Foot Daddy.
You are going to miss your bus. Leave.
FootDaddy.com. We leave. All right.
All right.
Is Jessica A-okay?
How many days has it been? Is my tongue better?
Not really.
So it's all
man,
just
not even one day.
I'll just speak
you've been
like
gone for
this
15 minutes or like an hour.
Well, I've heard from multiple people that it's your fastest
it
healing
is,
part
not
of
an hour.
Body.
I hope that they've learned not to send us any interns. For fuck's sake! Just because I was out for lunch doesn't mean you send in a replacement.
I agree, but those chicken fajitas were fabulous.
Scott,
yeah,
what did we learn?
Don't abuse the system.
No, that hallway's
no.
fucked, by the way.
Huh?
That hallway is fucked, by the way.
Repair bots.
Your incineration. Yeah, it's going to take weeks to
well,
repair
I'm going
to
go.
Okay. Well, we have a crate of bargaining chip, and we have a butler if we need it.
Your containment doors have been damaged,
I don't
too,
think
so.
We should. I think we should put that fucker back in the box and never, ever do any experimentation on it again and classify it as fuck you. And cover the door open with concrete.
So what do we have here?
Can we just tell him to fix the door?
So, I mean, he does pass along the information. It did heal wounds.
That's right.
It was after extended exposure that turned them into a monster, but it did seem to heal as well.
So let me ask you real quick, voice in hand.
Yes.
Between that time of like the elements being fixed and total annihilation of the human corporeal field, what was happening to the body in that state?
Tingling.
Just tingling.
Yeah, like he kept reporting that he was feeling better.
He was tingling. He
felt stronger.
Feeling really good.
He was tingling until the tingling ceased to be, and so did them.
Yeah, he turned into a flesh monster, yeah.
Okay, and that was about it.
At that point, he might have still been tingling, but you don't know. But as soon as like he felt the light of the locket, he felt a little tingle in his balls.
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pick it up.
The locket?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, because your tongue.
Yeah, it's because of my tongue.
Yeah.
Okay, you pick it up.
I'm going to just hold on to this until my tongue's free.
I get into...
After a few minutes, your tongue heals up.
Ugh.
I get a death team ready with flamethrowers and bazookas.
And I put it back on whatever is left of that box.
So you close it or you don't close
it? I close it.
Okay. The tingling sensation goes away.
But my tongue is now
your
better.
Your tongue is healed.
How about my chlamydia?
I would say it took 5 minutes.
Okay.
Your chlamydia?
Yeah.
Also, all better.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What about her autism?
Can't fix that.
Yeah.
No, yeah. It's not something to be fixed.
No.
Exactly. Trick question.
Good job, turquoise jewelry.
Voice sure. and head, I want to do one more experiment on this thing before we lock it away.
Sure.
What I want to do is set up a room with the turquoise stone in it.
Okay.
Right, in its box on the table.
Sure.
Under the table, I want a trap door that opens into the geothermal core of Site 69, which is lava.
You guys don't have a geothermal core.
Yeah, of course. Why would we not have geothermal power so it's an endless supply of power?
You don't have a fucking lava core.
Are we hooked up to the fucking power grid, voice and head?
That's
why?
Do you not remember when the generators went out?
Nope. I do remember when the generators went out. It's because our lava supply
ran out. Did the volcano just go to sleep?
The lava got a little gloopy.
Can I get
a shipment of lava imported?
No.
God damn it. All right. Well, look. I set up a billion flamethrowers and 800,000 machine guns. How about that?
Okay.
There's something which I'm sure will definitely kill this thing.
Okay.
And what I want to do is I want to give a D-class a paper cut every day, every single day for 60 days. And every single day, I want to send him in for 1 minute.
So an hour total.
Let him hold it 1 hour total over the course of 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
So every day they go in, finger heals pretty quickly. Every day they feel a little better. Every day you give them a paper cut. Every day you go in, though, or they go in, I should say, it seems like those other effects that person mentioned start to manifest. They feel really strong.
Mm.
Okay. Well, as soon as that happens, I kill the D-class, and we're going to lock this fucker away.
They didn't turn into a flesh monster.
Yeah, but they
were
gonna.
Fine. He's dead.
They were gonna.
Okay.
Yeah, he was gonna.
Kill him.
He was gonna Goldblum that shit. He was gonna run a fly.
It does seem like it's cumulative.
Okay.
So it's,
Well, Jessica?
Over an hour.
5 minutes total. Down.
So what you're saying is I've got 55 more minutes with it.
54.
Don't get your tongue cut off again.
Well, I mean, that wasn't technically my fault.
Score one for the D-class.
You know, it was a workplace
accident.
Well,
I wasn't blaming you. I was just saying try not to do it again.
Okay.
Well, Is
there any other testing you want to do with it?
Can we play hacky sack with it?
We can. It's a locket.
Will it cure diabetes if we send someone with diabetes in there?
You can check.
But I want to try.
Let's go down to the local children's hospital and find these children that are riddled with cancer and diabetes.
The O5 Council.
And let's give them hope. And bring their families in.
The council says no.
The O5 Council.
Bring their families in. At like the 59-minute mark, they're going to make it. No. They're going to be fine.
They're straight up being like, no.
Pop.
Oh, no. The radiation treatment was too much.
Tentacle monsters.
Hulks.
No.
Send somebody with stage 4 terminal cancer in there, see what happens.
Well, that's what I'm saying we should do.
Seems to heal after a few minutes. A
few minutes, like 5, 6?
Like 10.
Pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. Seems like it's a cure.
We could charge for this.
Or we could just not do that.
We can destroy it and make sure that the American healthcare system never gets toppled.
How about that? Let's keep it to ourselves and never tell anybody about it ever.
Exactly. But I mean, as a doctor, I've been sworn to generate profit for the hedge funds that own my health system. That's
no,
like the,
you left the,
vow.
The private sector. Oh, no, I'm sorry. You entered the private sector.
I did, yeah.
You left. Shit. Well, yeah, but we don't treat the public.
Okay.
We abuse the public.
That's right.
We utilize
those,
the public.
Let's bring those sick children in.
We beat them because we love them.
Bring children to
okay,
these
we family? Keep the healing murder locket under wraps. And
oh, I got one more thing I want to do.
You know, what do you want to do?
Let's bring in a rabid raccoon.
Oh, because it cure rabies?
Let's
okay.
see if,
yeah.
what it does against different species.
It we also have a D-class ready to take that stone from the rabid raccoon. So he doesn't hold on to it and turn into super kaiju
rocket.
It does seem to cure his rabies.
Oh, cool. Okay.
As long as it's within line of sight of the...
We give him a little fish.
But what if we close it after the rabies is quote-unquote cured?
It just...
Goes away?
Acts like a normal
okay.
raccoon.
Execute that raccoon.
No!
Let's go.
Oh, come on!
Okay.
One of my favorite Twitter feeds is Hourly Random Raccoon.
All right, well, let's save this in our back pocket. So it,
we shouldn't probably put it there. Well, we should put it somewhere safer.
Obviously not. How about in a safe, in a containment safe?
I mean, I can just hold on to it for like 50 minutes.
Nope.
The locket doesn't seem to move on its own, so I mean.
Yeah.
Let's hang it up in our jewelry boxes.
Let's put it in a trophy case then. In the office.
If you put it in a locked container, it's probably not good.
Yeah, that's what we do. And then we designate it SCP
6589.
It is designated as SCP 427, otherwise known as the Lovecraftian Locket.
I love
at
it.
That point, we are going to call it. So thanks for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, TikTok, Reddit, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. And this episode of Botch was brought to you by the Patreon producers, Weapon of Choice, Big Jim, The Knock Lord, Chronic, Skinner, B-Mail, Shantapanda, Disgruntled Furniture, Chris Wisdom, Zucari, Scabby, Goose Law, Slimy, Shinigami, God King, Red Panda Bash.
May he never turn into a flesh monster.
Zapper Supreme and Old Swamp Ass. You want to support the show? You can do so on many stupid websites. FreedomValleyHorsePaste.com, DickBlood.club, LizardTeats.com, MookMulk.com, BuyTheseViagra.com, LouisianaPocketGopher.com, DamnYouDennis.com, BirdsWithPenises.com, Chickens.Church,
Cheap.
PartyMormons.com,
hey, hey.
Raoul'sMovingCastle.com, ChugYoMilk.com, or newly,
BoofTheseViagra.com,
DaddyDennis.com.
DaddyDennis.com.
Clean your room.
I like BoofTheseViagra.
Or simply Patreon.com/BotchPodcast. Support the show, but can't do it financially. Head on over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can leave us a 5-star review. And Chonky will read it here on stream. Thank you to award-winning Gozer for our intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music, or simply find their record on Spotify. Thank you to Swan for her album art. You can find her all over the internet at A Swan Named Emily. Send something to the show. P.O. Box 3178, Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, 17325. Chonks will open it up here on stream.
What?
We right salute you,
Forrest.
Forrest. You are this episode's...
Ooh, they do a Forrest next time.
Redacted.
Ooh,
redacted. And as always...
When your interns won't stop abusing their fucking... magical servant, and you gotta send him away, even though you had a fantastic time at Outback last night and you were really looking forward to the time we'd go again. But that's fine. I guess we'll go back to Chili's with Shayna and Jesse. Screen botched, and we'll transfer you.
I'm gonna get back to my toe daddy.
We should have gotten deeds to get the bartender that barred you fired.
See you next week, nerds.
You can support each of us in our own little different ways. My first comic book has come out, and if you'd like to purchase it, you can head on over to www.hiveheadstudios.com, where you can even download a free sample of the book to see if it's something, you know, up your alley. You can also support me over at patreon.com/hiveheadstudios. You can support Steve's stuff over at YouTube or TikTok or any of his other social media at He Who Is Steve. You can support Phil on Patreon or Twitch at Imaginary Nomad, and you can check out Chonky every so often on Twitch at Chonky_Kong. There is a little bit of an inscription. It says, "Forever mine dash S dot J dot W."
Suck Jeeves Wiener.
That's right. Oh.